Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
We are on Diddy Watch. That's right, the clock is ticking down. What do we expect to go down in the courtroom?
Nancy Diddy's court appearance will be virtual later today, a remote hearing before Judge Arun Subramanian. This procedural session is slated to begin at 2 p.m. Eastern and will determine whether Combs' sentencing, currently scheduled for October 3rd, can be expedited. The 55-year-old Combs remains detained at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn after being convicted last week on two federal counts under the Mann Act for transporting individuals across state lines for prostitution. He was acquitted of racketeering conspiracy and sex trafficking charges, avoiding potential life sentences, but he still could face decades behind bars. Prosecutors plan to seek a sentence of 51 to 63 months, citing his violent history, while the defense aims for 21 to 27 months and argues for bail pending sentencing. In a letter to the court, Combs' attorney says he wouldn't contact sex workers if released and proposed a $1 million bond, home confinement, travel restrictions, passport surrender, and drug testing. But prosecutors oppose bail, calling Combs a danger and flight risk. They point to his, quote, extraordinary temper and past violent conduct, including assaulting former partner Cassandra Cassie Ventura and a 2024 incident, asserting that clear and convincing evidence supports continued detention. Combs has already spent 10 months in custody since his arrest in September 2024. If sentenced to the defense recommended 21 to 24 months, time served could significantly reduce or eliminate additional prison time. Today's conference will also outline the pre-sentencing process, including a probation office interview and submission of sentencing memoranda. For Combs, it could mark a turning point between months longer in detention or a potentially earlier release ahead of his October sentencing.
Thank you. More crime and justice news after this.
A gunman armed with an assault rifle opened fire Monday morning at a U.S. Border Patrol facility in McAllen, Texas, injuring a police officer before he was shot and killed by federal agents. Authorities have identified the shooter as Ryan Luis Mosqueda. McAllen Police Chief Victor Rodriguez says Mosqueda fired dozens of rounds at agents and the building while wearing a utility vest. After he was killed, law enforcement discovered more weapons, ammunition, and backpacks he'd brought to the scene. A responding McAllen police officer, a 10-year veteran, was struck in the knee. It's still unclear if the injury came from a bullet or shrapnel. Police say Mosqueda had ties to a Michigan address but was reported missing from Wesloca, Texas, about an hour before the shooting. Wesloca is roughly 20 miles from the Border Patrol building. Investigators also recovered Mosqueda's white two-door sedan marked with letters, possibly in Latin, on the driver's side door. Police say it's not yet known what the markings mean or whether they point to a motive. Chief Rodriguez says there's no ongoing threat to the public. The FBI is leading the investigation into why Mosqueda carried out the attack and whether anyone else was involved. Three people are dead and 10 others hurt after gunfire erupted early Monday in South Philadelphia. Police say the shooting broke out just before 1 a.m. on a residential block in the Grace Ferry neighborhood. All three of those killed were adults, among those wounded, two juveniles. Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel told reporters that numerous rounds were fired on the street. Officers have taken one person with a weapon into custody. Commissioner Bethel added that police had already been called to the same block late Saturday night into early Sunday morning, and arrests were made at that time. But what triggered Monday morning's violence remains unclear. Bethel called the shooters coward, wannabe thugs. The deadly incident comes after a violent 4th of July weekend in the city and across the country, including at least 8 people shot near a South Philadelphia nightclub. Police say the investigation into this latest shooting is still ongoing. Alabama has scheduled a September execution using nitrogen gas for a death row inmate convicted more than two decades ago. Governor Kay Ivey has set September 25th as the execution date for 49-year-old Jeffrey Todd West. West was sentenced to death for the 1997 killing of Margaret Parrish Berry, a 33-year-old convenience store clerk. Prosecutors said West drove to Harold Chevrolet in Atala, where he once worked, planning to rob the store. Berry was shot in the back of the head while lying behind the counter. About $250 was stolen from a cookie can used to store the cash. A jury convicted West of capital murder and recommended a death sentence by 10-2 vote. Etowah County Circuit Judge William Cardwell formally imposed the sentence in 1999, calling the shooting clearly deliberate and intentional, carried out execution style. West's girlfriend was also charged in the case. She pleaded guilty and received a 35-year prison sentence. Alabama last year became the first state to use nitrogen gas as an execution method, pumping nitrogen through a face mask to cut off oxygen. Since then, the method has been used in six executions, five in Alabama and one in Louisiana. Another nitrogen execution in Alabama is scheduled for August. West chose nitrogen after lawmakers approved it, even before the state had finalized the procedures.
With this crime alert, I'm Jackie Howard.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.